So I will open our time today with a story about Pompey Fleet. It is a story that traces its origins to a fragment in the archive, a newspaper advertisement 2 paragraphs long. I started with this advertisement, which describes a man who, in Boston in 1774, broke out of jail. The jail here is called the Bridewell. From this advertisement, I worked to build the story of a life. And I'm going to share with you that story. When Pompey Fleet was born in the year 1745, his mother Venus could scarcely have imagined the course that her child would chart in life. Pompey would grow up to escape slavery, and then, thanks to his British allegiance in the American Revolution, to escape North America altogether. Ultimately, Pompey would return to the continent from which his ancestors hailed, Africa. Along the way, he would become an accomplished craftsman, but this part Venus might have expected. Pompey's father, a man who went by the name Peter Fleet, was a gifted woodcut artist who helped run the printing enterprise of Thomas Fleet, the man who held the family in bondage. Peter would train Pompey and his younger brother Caesar in a bustling shop located just steps from Boston's State House. The boys were, in the words of one onlooker, brought up to work at press and case. That is, they were brought up to use printing equipment. And they became highly capable as print hands, so capable, in fact, that when their father and enslaver died, one after another,